This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, July 10th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Food aid's a flashpoint in spending debate. Project 2025 politics and DOE seeks to link solar power and cattle grazing. House GOP appropriators face pushback on food for peace cut. House Appropriations Committee scheduled today to debate the fiscal 25 spending bill for USDA and FDA, and the panel is facing opposition from shipping interests as well as some aid groups and farm organizations to a deep cut in the Food for Peace program. Funding for the Food for Peace program should be slashed by $619 million to $1 billion for FY25. A GOP summary of the bill says the cut is intended to make up for the $1 billion that Secretary Vilsack is pulling from Commodity Credit Corporation funds to supplement the Food for Peace program at the request of leaders of the Senate Agriculture Committee. In a letter to the committee, the industry groups and relief organizations are calling on lawmakers to reject the bill because of the cut. The letter says the proposed cut, quote, comes at a time of unprecedented global hunger, with the UN World Food Program stating that as many as 783 million people are facing chronic hunger and more than 309 million are experiencing acute levels of food insecurity, 42 million of which are on the brink of starvation or worse. Now is not the time to slow the provision of much-needed aid. The farm groups on the letter include the National Association of Wheat Growers, the U.S. Dry Bean Council, USA Dry Pea and Lentil Council, and U.S. Wheat Associates. By the way, on Tuesday, the Appropriation Committee approved, along party lines, the FY25 spending bill for the Interior Department and EPA. The overall bill would provide $38.5 billion, a reduction of 0.2% below FY24, but deeper cuts aimed at EPA. For example, the agency's science and environment programs would be cut by $1.2 billion to $2.8 billion. The bill also includes a variety of riders that would block a variety of the Biden administration's regulatory actions. Biden campaign fights Trump's Project 2025 disavowal. The Biden campaign disputes Donald Trump's claim of ignorance about the Heritage Foundation's Project 2025. That's a blueprint for the Trump administration should the former president regain the White House. Project 2025 and Trump world are one and the same. Christian nationalists, white supremacists, and anti-abortion extremists hell-bent on enacting their dangerous agenda in a second term. Biden-Harris 2024 spokesperson Amar Moussa said in a statement, "Together, Trump and his allies have plotted a far-right government takeover in a 900-page manifesto that touts punishing women for receiving abortions, attacking LGBTQ plus Americans, and raising costs on working families." On his Truth Social Network Friday, Trump said, quote, he knows nothing about Project 2025, even though officials from his administration are leading the effort. The Heritage Foundation's mandate for leadership, the conservative promise, is the policy guide for Project 2025. It includes recommendations for a Republican administration, such as severely cutting farm bill commodity programs and eliminating or weakening environmental regulations. DOE announces prize for cattle and solar research. The Department of Energy will offer up to $8.2 million to teams of multi-stakeholders that develop projects to boost understanding of the dual use of land for solar energy generation and cattle grazing. The Large Animal and Solar Systems Operation Prize, or LASSO, was announced during the plenary session at the Solar Farm Summit on Tuesday. Applications for the prize will not open until September, but stakeholders can start building teams now. The The Lasso Prize is funded by Department of Energy Solar Energy Technologies Office. It aims to bring together landowners, solar developers, ranchers, and other stakeholders to share their backgrounds and experiences for these projects. Farmers and solar developers have made strides in using the same land for sheep grazing and solar energy. However, the market for sheep and the amount of U.S. land dedicated to sheep grazing is a fraction of what's used for cattle. That got us thinking, can this work with cattle as well, said Becca Jones Albertus, director of DOE's Solar Energy Technologies Office. DOE hopes these projects will build an understanding of the outcomes of agrivoltaics and on cattle, how the high solar panels need to be raised so it's safe for grazing, and impacts on soil quality and ecosystem health, Jones Albertus said. The submission deadline for the projects will be October 14th. Prizes awarded November 28th, according to the NREL Prize Administrator's page. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Ed says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Chesapeake Bay improves to C-plus report card score. University of Maryland Center for Environmental Science has raised its assessment of the health of the Chesapeake Bay to a C-plus following years of restoration efforts. The report card combines 7 bay and 12 watershed indicators, which include measurements of phosphorus, nitrogen, dissolved oxygen, and water clarity. The Bay's overall health score in 2023 was 55%. That's 4% increase from 2022. Dissolved oxygen, total phosphorus, total nitrogen, and aquatic grass scores all have significantly improved trends, the report said, also adding that scores for chlorophyll and water clarity are declining. Take note, the Upper Eastern Shore Chop Tank and Lower Eastern Shore Sub-Watershed received the lowest ecological and societal scores in the report, though two of the regions saw their scores improve from the year prior. Nearly 40% of the land in the regions is used for agriculture purposes, including soybeans and chicken farming. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, July 10th. Brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Elliott.